This is The Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
On this week's Gaiagram, the New York Times reports that New Jersey Governor Dee Murphy announced that New Jersey will become the first state to require that builders take into account the impact of climate change, including rising sea levels, in order to win government approval for projects. The move by Governor Murphy is part of a widening effort by states to use regulations to address worsening climate conditions. One of the UK's biggest grocery chains, Sainsbury, plans to invest $1.3 billion over 20 years to reduce its carbon emissions to a net zero by 2040. In an announcement January 28th, Sainsbury said the money would focus on cutting carbon emissions, plastic packaging, food waste, and water use. At the same time, the business will look to increase sustainable practices such as recycling. A French climate alliance of charity groups and local authorities has launched an unprecedented legal action against the French energy company Total, hoping to make the company drastically reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. It is the first time a French multinational has been taken to court over the fight against climate change. Minnesota is asking homeowners to turn their lawns into prairie to help bring back the bees. Minnesota just allocated nearly $1 million in incentives for people to transform their lawns into bee-friendly wildflowers, clover, and native grasses. The state is asking citizens to stop spraying herbicide, stop mowing so often, and let their lawns rewild into a more natural state. Meanwhile, the Earthwatch Institute has declared the bee the most important living being on the planet. Bees around the world have disappeared by as much as 90%. The reasons are different depending on the region, but among the main reasons are massive deforestation, lack of safe places for nests, lack of flowers, and use of uncontrolled pesticides and changes in soil, among others. According to a new study published in the Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society, Bee, thanks to human action, specifically the actions of the fossil fuel industry, Big Ag, and other corporations, the biodiverse ecosystems of the world's tropical forests and coral reefs are facing collapse. In a report published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences last month, it is said that humanity has now killed 83% of all wild mammals and half of all plants. China may be one of the world's largest consumers of plastics, but hopefully not for long. The government has announced a ban on non-degradable plastic bags and single-use plastic straws set to take effect in 2022. Jose Cuervo Tradicional is turning a byproduct of the tequila-making process into biodegradable and environmentally friendlier single-use drinking straws that function as well as classic plastic ones. Americans use millions and millions of straws every day, and plastic ones can take up to 1,000 years to decompose in landfills. On the other hand, the agave-based biodegradable straws take 1 to 5 years to break down, up to 200 times faster than the traditional straws. Purdue Farms, seller of poultry meats, has chosen dissolvable foam for some of its e-commerce shipping packaging. The insulating material is called Green Cell Foam, made from non-GMO cornstarch. The foam in Purdue's e-commerce shippers provides product insulation and can be commercially or residentially composted, or it can be dissolved and washed down a kitchen drain. And IKEA is replacing its styrofoam packaging with compostable mushroom foam. Mushroom foam is as cheap as styrofoam, requires no fossil fuel, and creates no plastic pollution, and biodegrading in your garden in just a couple of weeks. Finally, Jim Cramer, the host of CNBC's Mad Money, co-founder of The Street, and former stockbroker and hedge fund manager, declared fossil fuels dead after oil giants ExxonMobil and Chevron reported Q4 earnings. Cramer was quoted as saying, "I am done with fossil fuels. They're done. They're just done."
This was The Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.